In this session, we will look at the most common share reorganizations, being bonus issues and rights issues. We start with bonus issues. A bonus issue is a free issue of shares by a company to its shareholders. Bonus shares are issued to shareholders in proportion to their existing holdings. For example, if a taxpayer owns 20,000 shares in ABC PLC, and the company announces a 1-for-5 bonus issue, the shareholder will receive one bonus share for every 5 shares he already owns. The shareholder will be given 4,000 free shares, taking his holding up to 24,000 shares. There is no cost involved. The shares are issued free of charge. A company will announce a bonus issue in order to reduce the share price and to make the shares more marketable or more tradable. To illustrate this, assume that before the bonus issue, the 20,000 shares had a market value of £120,000. Before the bonus issue, the shares were worth £6 each. After the bonus issue, even though the shareholder has more shares, his total holding is still worth £120,000. A bonus issue will therefore increase the number of shares, but will not affect the overall value. After the bonus issue, the shareholder has 24,000 shares, valued in total at £120,000. The price per share has therefore come down to £5. We will now consider the effect of a bonus issue on the CGT computation. Bonus shares are treated as having been acquired at the same time as the original shares for CGT purposes. By way of illustration, Nita buys 10,000 shares of Cobra Limited in May 1994 for £1 per share. A further 4,000 shares are acquired in January 1997 for £1.50 per share, and another 2,000 are acquired in October 2001 for £2.50 per share. These are all allocated to the Section 104 pool. This gives 16,000 shares in the pool with a total cost of £21,000. Cobra Limited announces a 1-for-2 bonus issue in December 2010. Nita currently has 16,000 shares, so she is entitled to receive 8,000 free shares. These shares go into the Section 104 pool. This takes the total to 24,000. These shares are free of charge, so there is no increase in the base cost. There are 24,000 shares in the pool with a total cost of £21,000. Nita sells 6,000 shares in March 2011 for £4.50 per share. She is selling 6,000 of the 24,000 shares in the pool, i.e. she's selling a quarter of her shares. The base cost of the shares she is selling is therefore a quarter of £21,000, being £5,250. Proceeds of sale are £6,000 times £4.50, giving £27,000. We deduct the base cost of £5,250, giving Nita a capital gain of £21,750. Turning now to rights issues. A rights issue operates in a similar way to a bonus issue, except with a rights issue, the shareholder will buy any new shares offered to him. There is therefore a cost attached to a rights issue. Like bonus shares, rights shares are issued in proportion to the existing holding. For example, assume a taxpayer has 40,000 shares in a company. The company announces a 1-for-4 rights issue at £2 per share. This means that the shareholder has a right to buy one additional share for every 4 shares that he holds, and he will pay £2 per share. The shareholder can therefore buy a maximum of 10,000 shares for £20,000. The shareholder can buy less than his rights entitlement, or none at all, if he so wishes. The main purpose of a rights issue is to enable the company to raise additional cash from its shareholders. The company obviously want the shareholders to take up their rights and to buy the new shares. Therefore, as an incentive, the new rights shares are usually offered at a price which is less than the current market value of the shares. For instance, in the above example, the company offer the rights shares at £2 each, when in fact their market value could be, say, £2.50. Looking now at the effect of a rights issue on the CGT computation. Like bonus shares, rights shares are treated as having been acquired at the same time as the original shares for CGT purposes. As there is a cost attaching to the rights shares, they are simply treated as a normal purchase of shares for CGT purposes. For example, Danny owned shares in ABC PLC. Danny bought 2,000 shares in January 1980 for £1,000. The market value of these shares in March 1982 is £1 per share. Danny bought an additional 1,000 shares in May 1990 for £2,000. On the 4th of February 2002, ABC PLC announced a 1-for-4 rights issue at £2.50 per share. On the 30th of November 2010, Danny sold 2,700 shares for £9,450. Danny bought a further 1,200 shares on the 10th of December 2010 for £3,600. We need to work out Danny's capital gain on the sale of 2,700 shares in November 2010. First, we decide which shares Danny has sold by using the matching rules. Danny sells 2,700 shares on the 30th of November 2010. He didn't buy any shares on the same day, so there is no match. However, Danny bought 1,200 shares on the 10th of December 2010. This is an acquisition in the 30 days following the disposal, so this is the first match. The other 1,500 shares to be sold come from the Section 104 pool. This gives us 2,700 shares being sold. Dealing first with the 1,200 shares bought on the 10th of December 2010, Danny sold 2,700 shares for £9,450. Therefore, 1,200 shares are sold for £4,200. The 1,200 shares bought on the 10th of December 2010 cost £3,600. The gain on these shares is therefore £600. The second match is with 1,500 shares in the Section 104 pool. The 2,000 shares bought in January 1980 are deemed to have been bought in March 1982 for their value of £2,000. We add the 1,000 shares bought in May 1990 to give a balance of 3,000 shares in the pool. On the 4th of February 2002, ABC PLC announced a 1-for-4 rights issue at £2.50 per share. Danny takes up the rights, so he buys 750 shares at £2.50 each, being £1,875. This leaves 3,750 shares in the pool with a cost of £5,875. 1,500 shares are sold from the pool. We therefore take out an appropriate proportion of the base cost, being £2,350. The final step is to work out the gain. Proceeds from the sale of 1,500 shares are £5,250. From this, we deduct the base cost of £2,350, giving a capital gain on the shares in the Section 104 pool of £2,900. Danny has therefore made two gains. One on the Section 104 pool shares of £2,900 and the other on the shares bought in December 2010 of £600. The total chargeable gain is therefore £3,500. There is just one practice example to complete the session. All of Josh's shares are in the Section 104 pool. He bought 10,000 shares in April 1999 and 20,000 shares in August 2000. In May 2002, there was a 1-for-3 rights issue, which Josh took up. This takes his shareholding to 40,000 with a cost of £150,000. In March 2009, there was a 1-for-5 bonus issue. This gave Josh an additional 8,000 shares, taking his holding to 48,000. Josh sold 12,000 shares in December 2010. He is therefore selling a quarter of the shares in the pool, so we duly deduct a quarter of the base cost, being £37,500. Proceeds of sale were £100,000. We deduct the CGT base cost of £37,500, giving a capital gain of £62,500. That concludes this session on bonus and rights issues.